May we present an audio tribute to Deb Bailey, community leader, advocate, mentor, mom, a grandma called Nana, daughter, sister, aunt, friend to many. Deb recently lost her battle to cancer, but before her life was over, she made her mark. The Morning Show shares an audio tribute to Deb Bailey, voices from the community she touched, the lives she filled here in West Michigan, co-founder of Gilda's Club, her many board and trustee services, her dedication to Steelcase, her service as a role model to all generations. She is missed already. Hear how Deb Bailey made lasting impact on West Michigan.
Bill Pink, I'm president of Grand Rapids Community College. And for us, Deb Bailey was one of our trustees at the college. And for me, having been the president for 3 years now, she was one of my board members for all 3 years to this point. And to me, when it comes to Deb Bailey, what I cherish still about her is that Deb was a person that showed up. She showed up to not only what we were doing as a college, but she would show up as far as standing in the gap for our students. So as a board member, Deb would show up because when we had events that were going on campus, having to do with campus, things that had to do with our institution and our students, faculty, and staff, Deb would be there. She would come and have her presence and as a support to those people who we were recognizing, honoring, or just simply calling out. Deb would be there. And as a board member, but also as a graduate of GRJC, she would make sure that her presence to those events, and I personally go back to 5 years ago, when I am interviewed for the provost position at GRCC, in that massive interview and presentation I had to make to the campus, when I looked into the crowd, I saw Deb Bailey sitting right next to Steve Ender. And that, for me, as a possible candidate to come to this institution, meant something to see a board member that would take the time to come and see who and what was going on, who was that person who was interviewing for the job, and to have conversation with her afterwards. That was my first memory of Deb. I cherish it because it was another indication. It's my first indication at this institution that Deb Bailey was someone who was going to show up and she was going to be a support to whatever our institution was going to do. That's one of the many reasons why our college will deeply miss her leadership, but also I will miss her friendship.
Dave Cucci, chairperson, Grand Rapids Community College Board of Trustees. I have the privilege of working with Deb all 5 years that I was on the board. Got to know her well over that five-year period. Deb certainly understood what it meant to be a board member. She understood what it meant to, as I say, function at that 30,000 feet, understood what it meant not to get into the weeds of the organization. Deb also understood how to have conversation. She was such a model member in that perspective. There could be disagreements and thoughtful discussion around disagreements. And I think that's probably the one thing that I appreciated about Deb the most. She was warm. She was caring. She had passion for the organization. And for me, as chair of the board, always delighted in just kind of watching Deb. She would sit and gather thoughts for a period of time. And then when she talked, people would listen. And although her comments were also often to the point, it was the right point that she would bring us to. So saw her as a dear friend. She and I were the same age, graduated from high school the same year, college the same year. Both of us graduated with some passion to go into education. We kidded a lot. I chose education, and she ended up navigating on a more global setting than that. But Deb Noe was a remarkable person to work alongside of.
This is Wendy Wager, and I serve as president at Gilda's Club Grand Rapids, an organization that we all know was very dear and near to Deb Bailey's heart. As one of the co-founders, along with Twink Fry and Susan Smith, Deb really helped to become very instrumental in getting the clubhouse going. As I was talking with the other co-founders, we spoke a little bit of Deb being the rainmaker, the person that was the voice that could get people excited. Maybe not the one to necessarily be the one that was the most organized and pulled together those elements, but she really was one of those voices that helped to bring community together. And I think it speaks to one of the quotes that she has shared with our team and with others. If you want to travel fast, go alone. If you want to travel far, travel together. And Deb was definitely that, travel together, lift other people up and be part of that community. I think from the very start, the founders and Deb saw that Gilda's Club had to be community owned. It had to be something that was embraced by the community if it was going to have survivability. And that is something that we are doing now as we're entering our 20th year of operation. Deb herself, a five-time cancer survivor, described herself as being an overachiever. And I think the survivability and the legacy that she leaves with us of her ability to be inclusive in the community, to motivate, to think of beyond herself, to really serve as a leader in so many different ways will continue on with all of us. She personally was a mentor for me, just somebody that you could go to and ask for feedback. And I'm just so grateful to be able to work with an organization as Gilda's Club is that's focused on cancer, that's focused on the mission of cancer and grief for anybody and providing that emotional health support when people are going through one of those tough chapters in life.
My name is Jim Keene. I'm CEO of Steelcase, and I've known Deb for a long time. Deb helped Steelcase make an impact in the world around us. It's part of who we've been for a long time and still continues today. And I think she made that impact because of her passion. First of all, she didn't just make decisions about where we would make contributions. She engaged actively with every organization we work with. And she knew everybody. I think that's the other thing that made Deb special. When I became CEO, Deb and I sat down and she had this binder that she created for me that painted a picture of all the different not-for-profits, all the different business organizations, all the different organizations that were trying to help, and then who are these people and how are they all connected? So I think she was successful because she was passionate, but also because she got to know people and she knew what they cared about and how they were really connected to each other. So one of my favorite memories of Deb is when she and I worked together on FIRST Robotics. I had this idea to bring robotics to the Grand Rapids Public Schools, and it turned out that there was already a small team, but they didn't have the resources they needed, and it was just one team for that whole school system. Teresa Wetherall-Neal was new in her role, so Deb and I were sitting trying to figure out how do we approach her, and she figured it all out. We approached Teresa, we talked it through, and we got it going. And then 1 year later, we had many teams across Grand Rapids Public Schools, and again, it wasn't just donating money and laptops. It was getting a bunch of Steelcase people involved to help the students with their projects. And that's an example, too, of Deb working on things that aren't always her first idea, but making others successful with their ideas and leveraging all the relationships and all her know-how and all her passion to help Steelcase make a difference in the world.
This is Rick Baker. I'm president and CEO of the Grand Rapids Chamber. I've actually known Deb was one of the first people I met coming into Grand Rapids because she was on the search committee involved in the search for me in this position. From the very beginning of my career here, served as an informal mentor. And I used the word informal in such that I didn't ask her to be the person that sat down with me on a regular basis to give guidance, but I just watched and observed the way she worked and learned from those experiences. But I did also seek counsel from her on a regular basis. She was a great advisor and a great contributor to many in this community. She had a big wingspan of the people that she influenced. She had a great impact on the Grand Rapids Chamber, serving on our board when I first arrived. And one of the last things she did with us is with our move to the new location, she was an advocate for a major contribution from Steelcase to our new office space. And so her legacy will live on physically in our space for quite some time, that's for sure. Personally, I've admired the way she would mentor so many people, even if she didn't know that she was officially mentoring them, and the way that she influenced so many people in the community by her actions and her commitment. If she said she was going to do something, she did it, and she did it well. She didn't commit to overcommit herself and spread herself so thin that she was just on a board in name only. When she was involved 100%.
Casey Smith with West Michigan Woman Magazine. Deb was a brilliant light shining in our community. She was a mentor, a leader who gave fully of herself for the betterment of others. She was authentic to the core, but most importantly, she really was an inspiration for more women than she ever knew. And to all of us at West Michigan Woman Magazine, she will forever be our Valiant Victor Award recipient, and her brilliance will be celebrated and honored for years to come.
Hi, this is Marcy Hillary from Hospice of Michigan. The thing I'd like to share about Deb, first and foremost, is she was a critical part of the transition of our board over 10 years ago. She served on the foundation, and she just was a great bridge for the new generation and honoring old traditions and making that work. And I always said every board needs a Deb Bailey because she could see how to make things work. And that's a real gift because a lot of times we're wired to figure out why something can't work, and she always could see the positive in it. And I remembered things like our Nutcracker event that we did with the Grand Rapids Ballet, where it didn't look like it was the two organizations that would naturally come together, and she helped us do that. And things like our Barley Barbecue and Beets, just anything that was big and new, she immediately caught the vision, and she helped our team to bring it to fruition. I served with her on the Aquinas College Board, and I shared with my colleagues there, you know, we connected in so many circles, and I know many people did with Deb, that it was hard to see where one circle ended and where the next one began. And I think that's a great gift that she brought to our community.
Michelle Van Dyke, President and CEO of Heart of West Michigan United Way. Deb was just a key part of the relationship that Heart of West Michigan United Way had with so many in the community. She served as our board chair and obviously was a supportive donor to us. She was instrumental in establishing a very strong relationship with Steelcase, still our largest workplace campaign. But beyond that, she really left her handprint on many organizations throughout our community, including Heart of West Michigan United Way. She understood so well why United Way is a critical component of this community and dedicated herself to helping us tell our story. I will tell you, I will be forever grateful to her for her wise counsel and her support to me personally when I made the transition to the nonprofit world. She was right there next to me giving me advice, and I thank her, too, for her commitment to the work of United Way. She just showed up in so many ways, and it was very clear that it was important to her to be a good neighbor in this community. So, and I will miss her dearly.
Well, this is Twink Fry reminiscing about Deb Bailey, who is a courageous, compassionate community leader dedicated to helping others, always with a great sense of humor. It was a gift to be able to create and build Gilda's Club for our community. And we were a great team. And I have so many wonderful memories of the years we spent together.
Sharice Mitchell, CEO of the YWCA West Central Michigan. And I'm just still reflecting on Deb's life and legacy. And what I'm struck by is how easy it is to count her professional accomplishments and her business acumen. That's easy to admire. But I think part of what her impact has been for me and the organization is that she just had such a head and a heart that was full enough to pour into so many people and so many nonprofits across West Michigan. So I think her smarts made her successful, but it was her spirit that made her shine, and that legacy and commitment to the human condition and elevating everyone is such a big part of why we were so honored, and I personally was so honored to know her and to meet her.
My name is Bert Blakey, and I had the honor to work with Deb Bailey on a variety of different institutions, primarily the Grand Rapids Community College, the Grand Rapids Public Schools, and United Way. When I think of Deb, I think of the most authentic person I believe I've ever met. And I say that because she combined three attributes that I've never seen in anybody else. And those three attributes are courage, wisdom, and humor. And that was Deb Bailey. And I suspect for many, many years in Grand Rapids, there are a lot of people that are going to be going around saying, geez, what would Deb do? What would Deb do? So authentic, just an amazing human being who cared about all sorts of different things and all sorts of different people and rarely concerned herself about herself.
Susan Shannon, former executive director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Much has been said about Deb's tremendous impact on the community, and it was vast. So I thought I would talk about her impact on her friends. The day Deb died last week, eight of us held a Zoom wake. It was filled with toast, tears, and laughter, as you might expect. Her friend Becky found Deb's instructions from 2008 for her funeral. She was adamant it'd be held at 4 o'clock p.m. so it could be followed by a cocktail party celebration. She said she didn't want some old lady chicken luncheon. All eight of us claimed we were Deb's best friend. Just as she had energy to serve on multiple boards, she had room in her heart to have multiple best friends. She was our confidant, our person you could call in the middle of the night, our champion. 5 years ago, I became the director of the Kent County Children's Advocacy Center, which investigates and helps children heal from the trauma of sexual abuse. Our building was woefully inadequate to keep up with demand. Children often had to wait 3 months to begin counseling. I didn't like to take advantage of Deb's friendship, but we needed someone with her stature and connections to raise $1.6 million. She readily agreed to chair the capital campaign, and under her leadership, we raised $3.1 million, over double what we initially thought. And today, we have beautiful space with a variety of different kinds of rooms where children can start to heal within days of their reports. Deb was my advocate, my travel partner, my mentor, and my personal shopper, something that she liked to do for me. I miss her terribly, but I am also so grateful for 30 years of beautiful memories.
Presenting an audio tribute to community member Deb Bailey, voices from her community, losing her battle to cancer, her legacy living on. The song Tapestry by Carol King, one of her favorites. Notes from her sister Denise. She was the older of the kids, proud because she broke the rules for the rest of the siblings. She was frugal and fiscally conservative with what she gave to herself, but not with what she gave to the community. More after news.
Bye. He wore a torn and tattered cloth around his leathered hide, and a coat of many colors, yellow, green. My life has been a tapestry.
We continue an audio tribute to community member Deb Bailey, touching many lives via her service in West Michigan. Many accolades, including winning the Chamber's Athena Award. More words from her sister Denise. Whenever we would get fast food, she would get the kids' meal, a free toy for her grandson.
I'm Judy Welch, Michigan Women Forward. Deb embodies everything that MWF stands for. She has a commitment to community service. She has a proven track record as a mentor and a role model for others. She has so many notable achievements in her professional field. And in the community, she demonstrates her ability to empower and inspire others. Deb's leadership is of the highest caliber. She illustrates strength of character, and most of all, she embodies MWF's mission, a commitment to fostering economic empowerment for Michigan women and girls. She's a creative and a strategic thinker. Bottom line, Deb has been visible and recognized within her profession and her community. She has been such a blessing in my life. She's a bright star. And most importantly, she was my friend.
Michelle Rabideau, St. Mary's Foundation. Deb Bailey joined St. Mary's Foundation Board in 2011, served the full 9 years, two of which as our first female board chair. She challenged us to be more people-centric, create meaningful experiences, and to tell our story better and often. Her perspective as a grateful patient was such an inspiration to all of us. Personally, I'm so grateful for all of her advice, guidance, and support. She was my life coach and one of the single most influential people in my life.
Pamela Spicer from the Johnson Center for Philanthropy. So, you know, for me, I think one of the greatest impacts that Deb has had at the Johnson Center is the leadership role that she played with our ecosystem project. She was there from the beginning, even when it was just an idea. She was guiding us, pushing us, encouraging us to move forward with the project because Deb really believed in the power of nonprofit boards to impact the community. And what made her so special, I think, is she saw potential in people and she saw potential in organizations. And she really saw the leadership development opportunities for being involved in a nonprofit board. And while she was at Steelcase, certainly encouraged many of the employees there to engage in nonprofit work. And she saw that individual development piece, but she also saw the impact on community. And I so appreciated the couple of years that I had to interact with Deb at the Johnson Center and to hear her voice in the project and to hear her wisdom. And, you know, on a personal note, I've been reflecting this week. I think part of what makes this so hard is Deb was an icon in our community. And we're at a time where we as community are struggling to come together to honor that. And I was thinking about my own personal encounters with her this week and was remembering about a year ago, shortly after she learned that the cancer was back, she and I were on the phone one day talking about spring flowers. And I remember her making the comment to me that her doctor told her, just enjoy. You know, we're all living on borrowed time. And she was talking about she had gone out and bought a ton of flowers and just filled her eyesight with flowers so that she could enjoy them. And that zest for life, I think, is what always struck me about her. You couldn't be around Deb and feel bad or feel depressed or you just felt hope.
I'm Mel Trombley, Director of Leadership Programs at the Grand Rapids Chamber. One of the things that I have the pleasure of working with is Athena. And the recipients of Athena are some of the most strong leaders in our community and our state. 20 years ago, Deb won Athena. And her contributions personally, professionally, and in the community were exceptional. She led boldly at a time where she was one of the few women in the room. And 20 years ago, she had accomplished more than many other leaders would have ever dreamt of. And I think that's what makes Deb truly Athena. But she didn't stop there. For the next 20 years, she demonstrated the principles of Athena from fiercely advocating to giving back in everything that she did. She mentored countless women. I remember having lunch with her at Bullhead, and just wanting to take notes on every word that she said. She pushed people to be better, and she was so funny. It was so refreshing. I don't know if I've ever met someone that I've had such reverence for. Really, so many people in our community think of her as just this pillar. But also, she had just this way of making you feel like you could change the world. And, you know, that is why Deb was a recipient of Athena, but also motivates all of us to find the Athena within ourselves. She shared a quote one time when she was giving a speech that I was at, and I saved it, and I wanted to read that and share that. So it's from a Franciscan benediction, and it said, "May God bless you with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger and injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and turn their pain into joy. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this world, so that you can do what others claim cannot be done."
Christina Arnold, and I am with Steelcase. So when I think about Deb Bailey, wow, I think about someone who has had such a profound, lasting impact on so many of us, whether it's role model, mentor, friend. She to me has always been someone who has led by example. When I first got to know Deb, I always admired her in different circles, but she was chair of the United Way board, and I just admired her leadership style, her ability to navigate through challenging situations, and always in a respectful, engaging ways. And she had that, she had a great sense of humor about her always too. So taking those situations that can be challenging and adding some humor often to lighten things up. Deb was also part of the GRCC Diversity Lecture Series selection committee when I was at Grand Rapids Community College, and this was prior to her becoming a board trustee. One thing about Deb, she was very committed, very dependable, and she really brought a great global perspective to that table with sharing some of her stories and so forth. And what we really appreciated is that as a funder, that, of course, is important, but she was always present. She was present at the lecture. She was always so warm and engaging with the students, faculty, and staff and community, and, of course, went on to become a trustee, which allowed her to have even a broader impact on policy and so forth within the educational community. Wow, it's just really hard. There's so many wonderful things about Deb, but she always had that ability to make people feel comfortable. She was a great listener, but she was also always eager to learn from others and to share her story. So she had really a natural ability to share stories. She also encouraged me to not only speak up in different situations, but to speak out, and always to be my authentic self. And I just think that, you know, Deb underestimated the power that she had, the impact and power that she had on others, and she definitely had a profound impact on so many of us. And I think overall, you know, Deb was just a class act, and I think we could all I just admire her for her dedication and to the community and to certainly a life well lived and the impact that she has left on our community and all the so many people within our community. Thank you, Deb.
My name is Kevin Quinn, and I'm the president of Aquinas College. And it was with a very heavy heart that I heard about Deb Bailey's passing recently. It's almost impossible to characterize what she meant to the college and her contributions to Aquinas College in just a couple of minutes, because her connection with it goes back decades. She, you know, served as our director of field experience and student employment way in the early 80s when I was much less gray than I am now. She taught there as an adjunct professor. You know, they established a scholarship to honor their father, she and her brother. You know, she, during the years that she was working in town, she was always attentive and part of our community. She wound up getting her own master's of management degree there. She served on our board in two terms, and most recently she had just accepted a co-chairmanship of a major fundraising campaign that we had underway. And the reason we asked her to do that is because of the depth of her roots in the community and the depth of her understanding of what Aquinas College does. It's, you know, the loss that we're all feeling at the college and in this community is immense. She was so much part of the fabric of Grand Rapids, and was always caring about others before herself. I don't think she's going to be replaced. And I think history books are going to be writing about her for a long time.
Yeah, I'm Tessa Muir. I'm the president of the Junior League of Grand Rapids. And we are just so fortunate to have had Deb as a member. She was a member for almost 40 years, actually. And she was just such a pioneer and an amazing woman who really inspired a couple of generations of leaders already within our organization, and has really left a legacy. We are renaming our annual community grant the Deb Bailey Community Catalyst Award, and we will be awarding that every year going forward to a community partner that is working to serve our mission, which is improving the lives of women and children in Grand Rapids. So we're looking forward to commemorating Deb's amazing life over the next years as we award that grant. And she was just such an incredible force for good and a real powerhouse for change in our community, and moved the ball forward so much for young women coming up in the workforce and as community leaders.
This is Carol Villade. I first knew Deb Bailey when she worked at Steelcase, very long time. And I saw her work up close with Leadership Grand Rapids and many, many other organizations. The last I saw her was through the Degage Honorary Campaign Cabinet. We were both working to raise funds for an expansion of the shelter, most emphasis on women and women who need a bridge to affordable housing. Deb was never a joiner. She was a creator, as Gilda's Club and many others will tell you. She just really ruled the list of the Grand Rapids Business Journal most influential women in my period of time as executive editor at the Business Journal and Gemini Publications. On the occasion of her retirement, quote-unquote retirement, she sent cards to I don't know how many people with the announcement of that retirement in a handwritten note of how she felt blessed by the friendship. I found that to be extraordinary. I will really, really miss her guidance as a member of the Degage campaign cabinet. Of, you know, we move into the public fundraising for the shelter, and she's just a tremendous loss to this community. You know, somebody that continues to find new ways to create and recreate herself, you know, with the election to the GRCC board and also as a visiting professor at Grand Valley State University. She impacted a lot of people and had special emphasis for young women and mentoring. And she was one of the people who showed up to do that mentoring. She was never farther away than a phone call.
My name is Julie Petrie, and I first met Deb Bailey over 40 years ago when we were on a softball team together. Neither of us were that into softball, but were very much into the socialization that took place after the game. Deb has been my dear friend, my sounding board, my wine drinking buddy, and my mentor over all these years. Deb has taught me to always appreciate the things in life that I have been blessed with: family, friends, education, my career, good health, just to name a few. And she taught me to be there for those who are less fortunate and don't have some of those same privileges. She modeled how to mentor young women, sharing our life's lessons to help them at critical junctures in their lives. She's created an awareness of where the needs are in our community and has encouraged me and others to work alongside of her. Little did I know that I would have the privilege of now working at Gilda's Club, the organization that Deb co-founded to support families impacted by cancer and grief. Each day, I will feel her presence and her spirit in all that we do at Gilda's, as so many others will feel her spirit in the work they are doing. She created an awareness of where the needs are in our community and has encouraged me and others to work alongside of her. Little did I know that I would have the privilege of now working at Gilda's Club, the organization that Deb co-founded to support families impacted by cancer and grief. Each day, I will be blessed to feel her presence and her spirit in all that we do at Gilda's. And so many others will also feel her spirit in the work that they are doing in other areas in the community. I can't imagine Grand Rapids or the world without Deb Bailey in it, but she will certainly, her light will shine down on all of us.
This is Kristen Gouchas, and I worked for a number of organizations that Deb was involved in, and most recently, I'm a fundraising consultant for the Breton Group, and Deb had a real passion for mentoring women in their 40s and 50s because she really felt like they were the ones who were going to step up into leadership roles after people like her were going to retire. I've known her since I was 22. I still have a note she sent me when she was on a committee that we worked on for the Michigan Women's Foundation, and it was just such an encouraging note. Saying, you know, you're a beautiful person, you work so hard. It was just really something that a young professional would long for. And I kept in touch with her over the years, but as she was looking toward retirement, and then when she finally did, we really connected in a very deep way. And from that, I mean, seeing each other, talking on the phone, you know, sometimes multiple times in a week, sometimes a few weeks would go by. But she really, well, she had passion for all these organizations. She really had a passion for people and helping them be their best. And whether it was helping me plan the next steps in my career in business, I could even introduce a friend to her, and she would say, let me make a few calls. I can help you with this. And, you know, there are so many women who feel like they knew her really well, but she just helped because she had a passion for helping people. And, you know, when I think of Deb, I think of how much she would call me and say, hey, do you know someone who could connect this person to this person? And I think, you know, she was involved in so many organizations, but the common denominator was helping people get to really where they wanted to be.
This is Sally Andretta, and I'm the executive director of the Grand Rapids Student Advancement Foundation, and so grateful for the leadership that Deb Braley brought to the Grand Rapids Student Advancement Foundation. I have to say, it was up to just almost less than a week before she passed, and she was still on the phone with us, giving us advice on our slate of new board members. So she was dedicated. She was a leader. She was kind, a mentor. And really, because of her leadership, she took over when we were kind of going through some rocky waters, and her financial leadership is what's helping us navigate these trying times today. So grateful, and she will never be forgotten.
My name is Kathy Holbrook. I'm the executive director of St. Cecilia Music Center. And Deb Braley had such a great impact on our organization, as she did on so many. We had multiple board members from Steelcase through the years, thanks to Deb's recommendation. She was one of the campaign co-chairs of an early campaign that we did in 2008 and was so helpful to us in that regard. And when we first started the Helen DeVos Legacy Award a couple of years ago, the first person that I called and wanted to have lunch with was Deb, because I knew that she would be someone that I wanted to have involved and that she would connect us with a lot of great people, because that's what she did best, is she was such a great connector. And personally, I always just enjoyed her so much. We worked with her for years when she was the community person at Steelcase, and that we worked with her to get funding. And she was always just so down to earth and upbeat, and just made you feel, you know, like it was absolutely something that they would want to do is to support you. So I always was so happy to see her, and she will be missed by this organization and by so many people in this community.
A tribute to Deb Braley, a special morning show feature. Braley, the recipient of a YWCA Tribute Award, multiple GRBJ 50 Most Influential recognitions. Her sister Denise said she loved drinking wine, but never over $10 a bottle. It was more about the socializing versus the wine quality. Plus, she loved a great bargain at TJ Maxx and would never give up her 10-year-old Subaru for a BMW. Final tributes in the next hour.
Yellow, green on either side. He moved with some uncertainty, as if he didn't know just what he was there for.
We conclude our audio tribute to Deb Braley. Her health challenges and community involvement didn't stop her from being a very active mom to Alex, grandmom to Liam and Emma, and numerous best friends.
This is Cecilia Cunningham from Aquinas College, and I had the pleasure of working closely with Deb at Aquinas, yet I first met Deb as a neighbor and a new mom over 25 years ago. She was head over heels in love with her new baby daughter, Alex. Now Alex is grown and has children of her own, and Deb delighted in being Nana and relished the importance of family. And we worked together, common threads through her work at Aquinas and other important organizations where, you know, women's issues and equity, diversity, health was a big one. Deb was so sophisticated and gracious, a great, great sense of humor, high emotional intelligence. She was so deeply loyal to people and to causes and committed to leaving this world a better place. And frankly, she succeeded. This world is a better place, having had her with us. And we miss you, Deb, yet I am committed and will continue to be inspired by your wisdom for the rest of my life.
Mike Lloyd here. I'm executive director of Broadway Grand Rapids, and I'm honored, like so many other people, to call Deb Braley a friend. Her passion, her compassion, both, were very, very intense. She was purposeful and directed, always with a smile, and she always worked to get things done, just to talk about them. Here at Broadway Grand Rapids, she was a wonderful go-getter and an evangelist for our program. Not for the Broadway shows coming to town, but make sure that when they did come to town, the school kids got to go, disadvantaged school children for whom a Broadway ticket would be pretty darned expensive. So they got to see this sort of once-in-a-lifetime opportunity of a Broadway show at DeVos Hall. Not only did she raise money for the program, but she also would prod the school leaders and teachers. Get involved. Bring your kids. Don't just sit there and tell me you can't do it. She was a cheerleader like I've never seen before. It was the same with the boards we served on. In particular, I'd like to mention St. Mary's Hospital, where I was board chair and she was on the board, and her focus was always on bringing care to the most needy. I mean, she cared about the hospital in general, but mostly she wanted to make sure that the people who weren't being heard had a voice at our board table. She was a very special woman who never, ever backed away from a challenge as if it was her personal cause. What a wonderful woman. I miss her dearly.
My name is Sandy Frost-Beensma, and I first met Deb Bailey almost 40 years ago. It's hard to imagine. When I was newly out of college and in my first or second class of my graduate program at Aquinas College, and she was actually one of my instructors. And she had just come back from someplace exotic, like Saudi Arabia or somewhere like that. And I was just so blown away by her and by her presence. And then a couple years later, I was in the Junior League, and I joined the training committee. And not only Deb Bailey, but also Diana Seeger were part of that. And I didn't even really know what training was. And Deb and Diana as well took me under their wing and really started a mentoring relationship that lasted all of these 40 years. And I feel so blessed to have had those early experiences with her, because I feel like I got the opportunity to see her from a young woman and see her blossom with all that she was able to accomplish after that. And it really was a wonderful ride. And because of the work that I do, I also had the opportunity to work with her in several different with several different clients where she was the board chair, and also got to work with her in the YWCA campaign as one of the chairs of the campaign. And so also got to see the breadth and the strength of her networking and her ability to pull people together and rally people under a cause and her ability to connect with causes. Another sort of early thing that happened was when I was working at hospice, which was about 20 years ago. She took me on a tour of the Gildas Clubhouse before it was even, they'd even started renovations. And all they had was one chair sitting in this dusty old kitchen. And I sat there and she told me, along with a few others, her vision of what Gildas Club was going to become. And my gosh, it became all of that and more. And so what a visionary, wonderful woman. And I, along with so many others, just feel so blessed to have known her.
My name is Kathleen Breinsma, and I know Deb Bailey mostly through the Board of Trustees at Grand Rapids Community College. I met her in 2014 when she was running for re-election to her seat on that board, and was immediately drawn to her feistiness and graciousness, and she became a model of female leadership in the community to me immediately. We were both proud graduates of Catholic high school education and had the common experience of having been taught about care and concern for the wider community, not just those who look and live like we do, by nuns and sisters. Deb's re-election to the GRCC board in 2014 was one of the highlights of that election cycle. By the time I decided to run for and was elected to the GRCC board 2 or 3 years later, Deb was vice chair of the board. So she became a role model to me again in my own work as a GRCC trustee. Deb was a treasured colleague. She was gracious, collegial, and just really embodied woman leadership here in West Michigan. She never stopped placing the students of the Grand Rapids Community College first or lifting them up. And she was so enjoyable to just be around and to talk to. It's an honor to have served with Deb and to have learned from her, and I will miss her very much.
This is Dana Priest Hansen from the Grand Rapids Art Museum, and what an impact Deb made on so many lives in this community. For me personally, I came here about 9 years ago, and she was one of the first people I met, and she really was impressive. I mean, she had was high energy. She had an amazing smile. She had an infectious laugh. Just from the start, you get a powerful impression. But over time, the twists and turns in her life, in what she was passionate about, I got to know her pretty well. And she was a very courageous person in her life, the twists and turns of her health, but also her passions and her causes and education and art and equity. And so, in the big picture, she was an advocate that provided a great example for so many people. She was a connector, so that if you didn't know someone, or if she thought you should know someone, she'd reach out and patch you in and connect, and sometimes even throw a party. She was always encouraging, risk-taking. So I think that her lasting impact may not be linked necessarily to her specific actions, but the actions that she supported of other people. She was like no BS, very passionate and pushing for you to find the best in yourself. So she's left a lasting mark on me and so many other people.
A note from her good friend Sue. Quote, "Little did I know when I met Deb as my roommate at WMU 50 years ago that I was meeting a loyal and treasured friend. Deb's been with me through good times and bad all over those years to celebrate or counsel as only she could do in her wise, supportive, and genuine way. In so many ways, Deb was unique, lighting up a room of 100 or one with her energy, smarts, good humor, and spirit. According to Sue, Deb's passing leaves a huge hole in my heart, as I know it does for all of her friends. She blessed us with her gifts of love and life many times over." And there you have it. Deb Bailey made an impact on West Michigan. A self-described overachiever, Deb Bailey, your work is done. Here on Earth, the West Michigan voices tell us, job well done. Rest in peace.
Yellow, green on either side.
I'm Shelley Irwin, 10:13 in the morning.
As if we didn't know.